Welcome to our February 13th Shamanic Mentorship Session. I'm glad you're all here. I'm going to put it on speaker view so I don't see everybody moving around doing all their things. Close up this participants thing here. Close. Okay. And all right. Yay. I should have closed up my Facebook. Did y'all do that? Close up all your other stuff so you don't get distracted. I save it in case people message me and can't find what we're doing. So I'm really glad that you're here, February 13th, 2019. We're doing week two instead of week three because weirdly enough, Sandra, Aaron, and myself will all be out of town for the next 2 weeks. So there was literally nobody to lead. So that's not ever happened before. So I think it's kind of fun to do 2 weeks in a row. We'll see. It'll be a little different. Let's just take a minute and ground before I get into talking and teaching and all of that. I've been kind of running around all day, getting things done, getting ready to leave town. So I'd like to take a moment and just ground. So you can close your eyes or leave them open, whatever feels good. And just take some nice breaths into your belly. Just letting go of the to-do list. Just allowing yourself to really take this time for you. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, Saint Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space around each of us so that we are all together in medicine world. And just feel yourself at the sacred fire with all of your sisters and brothers here in this community. Feeling your ancestors with you, your guides with you, your plant spirit totems that you're working with right now. Just taking a moment to imagine your feet, your bare feet on the earth, just linking in with the earth, feeling your feet on the earth. Even as you're inside, just imagine yourself standing on the earth. And just really soak in and breathe in that feeling of Pachamama, of Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. And just allow the energy of the earth to flow up into your body, filling you with that beautiful, beautiful earth medicine while gently cleansing out and through any hucha, any stuck energy, any energy that's not supporting your highest and greatest good right now. And if you'd like, you can just feel the energy of the earth coming up through your feet and let any stuck energy out through your fingertips or your palms. Just give it back to Mother Earth. She loves to eat hucha. She transforms it into energy to share with us once again. Invoking our guides, guardians, teachers, ancestors, totems, support and healing teams in the seen and unseen realms. Asking them to step forward and make themselves tangibly known to each of you. Opening your vista, activating your third eye, empowering your connection and your intuitive abilities, your psychic abilities, and your trust in yourself and your intuitive abilities. Invoking the magic and medicine that is you, that is within you, that surrounds you, that flows through you. Setting the intention that you will fully embody an awareness of your gifts and your medicine and your personal magic. A couple nice deep breaths into your belly. And then when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Ah, now I'm here. Always feels better to take a moment and ground. Gracias, tobaquito. Gracias, mapacho. Thank you, tobacco. Thank you, tobacco spirit, grandfather, grandmother, abuelo, abuela. Thank you for your good medicine. Asking you to bless each of us. As I blow smoke toward each person here tonight for them to receive into their heart, into their third eye, into their crown chakra, to bring good medicine from this beautiful teacher plant, grounding, clarifying, cleansing. Gracias, gracias. So you can either receive this into your crown, your third eye, or your heart, wherever you'd like to receive it. I'm going to blow some smoke just to activate and do a blessing. I'm going to blow it towards the camera and just whatever you, wherever you want to receive it, just face that towards the camera. So nice breath into your belly. Face however you want to receive to the camera. I'm going to do that 2 more times. So even if you were on the phone and was blowing smoke into your third eye or your heart or your crown, okay, since we're working with some plant medicine, I figured I'd pull out the plant medicine. Tobacco is one of my primary teachers. I used to smoke tobacco when I was younger. I smoked cigarettes. So for about 10 years, I was not allowed to inhale if I was at a pipe ceremony or somewhere where they were working with tobacco. That's what the plant told me. It wasn't a human who told me that. And I was good with that because I had had an addiction to smoking cigarettes. And so, the plant medicine told me, I don't know if it told me specifically 10 years, but it ended up being 10 years. And then it just naturally flowed into, something's on fire. I need to find out what it is before. Okay, got it. Don't mind anything happening here. Just flame. As you see things going off behind me, I'm like, what is that? So it just turned out that it was 10 years. That's just how it worked out. It gave me time to clear that addiction and to create a respectful relationship with tobacco. Tobacco is not the same as cigarettes. I've said that before. I'm sure many of you understand. They add a lot of things to cigarettes. It's a lot more than tobacco. And they add chemicals to it to purposefully addict you. So pure tobacco is not anything like a cigarette. And so what I was working with tonight, I put it out very quickly, so I kind of messed up the end of it. But you can see that. That's a tiny rolled mapacho. Mapacho is tobacco from South America. And this is a little cigarillo, I guess they call it. Comes in a little package like this. Puro tobacco. They like to add little minty things and stuff to their tobacco. I don't like to get that stuff. But this is simply mapacho, rolled in mapacho leaves. So it's tobacco leaves rolled in tobacco. And that's, it is, they do smoke it over there. I don't use it for smoking. I use it for ceremony. Mapacho is much stronger than the tobacco that's grown here in the States. And the tobacco that I grow for ceremony is Nicotiana tobacco, which is not nearly as strong as mapacho. And mapacho is what they use, the maestros or maestras, if you're in plant medicine ceremony, particularly ayahuasca ceremony, especially if they need to ground you, they'll come over and blow it in your crown, get you back in your body. It's very grounding. Tobacco is also very cleansing and clarifying of your energy. So my experience working with tobacco as a teacher plant is that people are really seeking to be grounded and to stay in their bodies because often we have a hard time staying on the planet. It feels challenging to stay on the planet for a lot of people. And so they smoke. They usually smoke cigarettes. They're doing that because they need that tool to keep them in their body and keep them grounded. If they don't recognize that they're doing it for that reason and learn how to get in their bodies and do their healing work, then they generally end up staying addicted to it. But the original reason for it, believe it or not, is actually that they need the tool to stay in their body. So I learned a lot from ayahuasca about tobacco years ago, and some things that I'll probably wait to share just because it's a little intense. I don't necessarily need to go into all that right now. But I do appreciate working with tobacco as a teacher plant. And if you can work with this medicine, I don't ingest, so, and I don't want to ingest. That's the beauty of working with it as a medicine. There, I can work with mapacho, I can work with my pipe, with dry tobacco that I, you know, the tobacco that I grow and dry. Not in any way does it make me want to smoke at all. So that's the difference between working with it ceremonially and creating a relationship. I don't know if any of you smoke or used to smoke or know people who smoke, but North Carolina is considered a tobacco state. And so it feels very fitting to me to work with this medicine and help people recognize that it's not what they think it is. We don't, as far as I know, we don't hear a lot about indigenous peoples in North America getting sick from tobacco because they only used it for ceremony, as far as we know. They used it in a ceremonial way and they didn't have all the stuff added to it that tobacco companies add. So if you grew, you know, I grew up with a dad who smoked and it was really nasty, and I ended up starting in high school and I just didn't have a healthy relationship. So if you grew up in a situation like that and you feel a resistance to tobacco, I would encourage you to invite that spirit into your journeys and talk to just the spirit. You don't have to worry about getting any physical tobacco if you don't want to. If you would like to physically create a relationship, you can get some organic tobacco, like in a pouch, American Spirit, you can find in a pouch, usually at any grocery store, and get the organic kind. And you can take chunks of it and gift it to the earth. It makes great offerings. That's another way to create a personal relationship with tobacco that's more positive. Because I know a lot of people don't necessarily have positive relationship with tobacco. And I feel it's important to create positive relationship with all plant medicines, even if they don't resonate for you as something that you want to physically work with. It's good to create a relationship, at least in the realms. And so I wanted to bring in the tobacco tonight because we were talking last week about plant dieta. So I've had lots of questions since I mentioned that. I should have known that was going to happen. So let me see if I can answer some of these questions. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing, and then I'm going to let you link in however you want. I am not expecting you to do a traditional plant diet, because if you did, you would have to sequester yourself off somewhere privately, not see anybody, have two meals, small meals a day brought to you, and be completely off-grid. I don't think any of you can do that and still go to work. So you're not going to be able to do this traditionally. But you can, let's find a way that you can link in a way that will support you. That's what I really like to do, is individualize this process. So old school traditional, you sat at the foot of the tree. A plant dieta was generally done with the bark of a tree that they made into a tea, and they would drink it during the day. They would eat very little, And they would sit at the foot of the tree for 7 days, 14 days, 30 days in the jungle, just sit at the foot of the tree. So I won't be doing that. I will be on the 19th, which is full moon next week, because you all were asking when I start. I start on the 19th on full moon, which just worked out that way. No accidents. Definitely no accidents. I had no idea when we scheduled this that I was starting on the full moon. I love that that's when we're starting. We're going to go on the 19th in the morning to the cacao trees that grow on the land. We're going to harvest some of the bark, and we're going to make a tea out of the bark of the cacao tree. So I'm not drinking cacao like we drink in cacao ceremony. It's not going to taste anything like that. This is a very different way to work with the tree itself instead of the fruit or the beans of the tree. So like if you had an apple tree and you worked with the bark instead of the apples, you know. So I'm going to be drinking this tea, I think at least once, maybe twice a day. I will be by myself in a tambo. The only people I will see is twice a day. They'll bring me a very small breakfast and a very small lunch, and that's it. I'm mostly fasting, but I will be eating very simple things like brown rice, some kind of porridge that I don't know if that's going to taste very good, manioc root, I'm not saying that correctly, which is also like yucca, because those are things that they have down there to eat. And that's, I mean, it's going to be very, very simple. During these 8 nights of dieta, I will not be allowed to use soap or toothpaste or anything. You don't put anything in your system that would impede the plant medicine connecting with you. So that's why you don't do caffeine, you don't do alcohol, you don't do any of that stuff. And it's really about getting as clean and clear as possible. And then somebody was asking about ceremony. I want to mention that if you're going to talk about ayahuasca in the Facebook group, don't. Maybe is the best thing to say. But if you really feel the need, just say ceremony, because we know what you're talking about as far as this diet. But also say in Peru. Facebook is not private, y'all. Not private at all. And I want to let the powers that be know that I'm in Peru doing this. It's okay. So let's just put that out there. So, on the 23rd, well, the 23rd is my birthday. That has nothing to do with anything. It's just my birthday. That has nothing to do with the diet. This is the kind of thing I do for my birthday. So, you know how Bloom rolls. This is why I do this work as my livelihood. Cause when I get a birthday vacation, this is what I do. Not many people would want to do this for their birthday, but I do. The 24th, which is Sunday, that's night 6, that's when I will be in ayahuasca ceremony. So, and I will finish the morning of the 27th. So if you want to link in the 19th through the 27th to the vibration of a plant diet, those are the best days to do it. And if you want to link in vibrationally to the ayahuasca ceremony, you are not allowed to link in with me or come into the ceremony energetically. However, as students and people working with me, I'm totally open to you linking in with the vibration. If you want to meditate that night, connect with ayahuasca energetically, talk to her in a journey, because you can say, hey, Bloom, I want to do this now, and I'll probably show up, but it'll be an aspect of me, but I'll be busy, just so you know. But I often show up for people if you want to work together like that. What I would recommend is, since you have to live your lives and go about your daily life, if you really want to link in with this and get something out of this, is find something for you that would be good to let go of during this time. Like if you can go off Facebook for 9 days, do it. If you can, I mean, most of you probably have to check email, but you know, if you're able to go offline completely, go for it. A lot of people can't do that because of your job and things like that. So maybe limit your time, you know, limit your time when you get home to, I kind of have to be on Facebook a lot to put events and things, but then I end up in this vortex of kitten videos and stuff. You know what I'm talking about. So limit your time maybe to 10 or 15 minutes, or only be on Facebook, you know, every other day or something. But that's just one example. If you are really, really needing to kick caffeine, then use this time to start weaning yourself off of caffeine. Sugar is a good one to wean yourself off of. If you really want to get clean and clear, as I mentioned, get off the meat, get off the dairy, sugar, caffeine, no alcohol, no smoking, No drugs. All my kids out there, I know y'all aren't doing drugs. I hope you're not doing drugs. And by drugs, I mean, you know, drugs, not plant medicines. And I think Talitha was asking, I'm not sure if what you were asking Talitha, but you were talking about being very intuitive physically. So part of the reason for doing this is just like any reason you would fast spiritually, it clears you out. And once you start clearing the stuff out of your system, you start recognizing how disconnected we are. How many of you go for days and days and days without using soap or shampoo? I mean, you probably don't often smell yourself. You're putting on deodorant, you're putting on perfume, you're using soaps and things that reek of perfumes. This is why I ask people not to wear that stuff to ceremony. We're literally disconnected. We don't touch our food. We eat with forks. We don't walk around barefooted. I mean, I do, but then I have to put on shoes to go in public because I've gotten kicked out of grocery stores numerous times. There are these little places of disconnect that we don't think about. When was the last time you actually smelled your natural smell and went with it and just rinsed off with water or something? There's some people in this group that I know you've done that and you roll with it, but we're kind of taught to impede our connection with our naturalness, our natural self. And so the food that we ingest is a big piece of that too. Dairy is very dampening. Meat is very heavy. And when you're busy digesting, you can't link in as easily. So that's why I mentioned when I first got on, that's why I don't eat dinner right before we do this, even though it's kind of dinner time for me at 7 o'clock. I have to eat like around 5 so that I'm not starving by the time we get on here, but so that my belly's not full, because I can't journey on a full belly. And I eat very lightly before we do this. And before ceremony, I usually eat very little because it helps me link in. If my stomach is busy digesting, it's harder for me to link in spiritually, energetically. So that's something to think about. If you're trying to journey right after a meal or something, it's going to be harder. And if you're eating things that are slowing down your energy or dampening your energy or making you feel heavy, or you're addicted to certain things, that's going to impede your ability to link in. So I'm not expecting you all to give up all the things, but I think you could probably give up alcohol and try to give up caffeine. I know that's a hard one if you're addicted. Meat and dairy. You could go without meat and dairy for a week. I mean, just see what happens. See how you feel. And see if you can do less online, do a little less or be more thoughtful. I will be completely off grid with no electricity, no hot water. So I'll have to just rinse off, cold shower in the afternoon. And all I'm allowed to do, so I'm not going to have any salt in my system. I'm not telling you to take salt out of your system, because if you do, you're going to have no energy. You start to get dehydrated. So I won't have salt in my system after the first couple days. I'm going to be very exhausted because of that. It's very interesting how your body feels if you take all the salt out. You actually do need a little bit of salt. We eat too much, but you do need some. So I'm going to be doing a lot of reading, but I'm only allowed to read things that are nourishing spiritually. I'm allowed to take a journal, which normally you're not necessarily, you know, old school, they wouldn't do that. But these days they let you take a journal. So I'll be able to write, I'll be able to read, and that's it. I'm going to take my rattle. He said that I could bring some Singha. So hopefully I can raise Singha while I'm there, but we'll see. I got to just listen to the medicine and listen to the jungle. And my experience the first time I did this was after literally that morning I drank the tea. I was working with two different plants and I'd never been to the jungle before. And I was walking down a pathway where the trees that I was dieting with were growing, and I could smell everything suddenly. Like my smell was amped up. Everything was like vibrating in a different way. And I was sober. I had not ingested anything that was psychotropic. So just from ingesting the tea of these trees that grew in that area, suddenly the earth came really alive. And I remember very vividly suddenly smelling the earth around me in a whole different way, because I was bringing these energies into my body. And as I mentioned last week, a bintiata, when they come and they, you know, shake the shakapa over your head and do a healing in an ayahuasca ceremony, they're straightening the energy. That's just what they call it in that lineage. But they're straightening your energy because they work with crossed energies. Oh, speaking of crossed energies, if you want to stick with the dieta during this 9 days, you can't have sex. So you may or may not want to do that one. I don't know how many of you have partners who would be open to that. But you don't have sex. And 30 days after, for the 30 days after the dieta, you don't have sex and you stay on a modified diet. So if y'all really want to link in energetically, you would be on dieta till like the end of March. It would be a modified diet after the 27th. I'm not expecting any of y'all to do this, but I'm letting you know, this is not just like a week long and then I'm done. When I come back, I have to keep my energy really clean and clear and let the plants keep working me, even though I'll be in the world where there's lots of yummy things to eat and lots of yummy things to do, and I won't be able to do those things for 30 days at least. So this is about keeping my energy clear and uncrossed, because when you start putting things into your body, like food that doesn't really work with the plant medicines, you're crossing energies. If you go and have sex with your partner, even though your partner's an amazing person, you're crossing energies. And you want to stay as in alignment and in your own sovereign space as much as possible during a plant dieta. So those are options. But I would really, even if you're not interested in linking in with the energy of the diet, see if from the 19th, from the full moon to the 27th, there's something you can be more thoughtful about, more intentional about, something maybe that isn't serving you that you would like to just take an opportunity to clear out of your system during that time and see how it feels. And for those of you who want to do a little bit more and follow the food diet and, stay offline as much as possible and see how it starts clearing your energetic field, you're welcome to do that too. So hopefully that answered everybody's questions. I mean, you can take it as far as you want to take it. As I said, I wasn't going to tell you all about this, but the spirits told me to, and a lot of people seem interested. I think that's great. I mean, honestly, between us, if this works out with this maestro that I'm working with for the first time, I'd really like to start taking students down there. There's only 4 or 5 tambos, so it's very small groups. It would be me and like 5 people, and so it, you would be with other people even though you wouldn't be interacting. And you wouldn't be able to see each other because you're not supposed to see anybody. But you wouldn't, I'm gonna be alone. I'll be okay. But there's no group down there while I'm down there. So this is quite a birthday present for me. But yeah, if this works out, I'd really like to start taking people down to do these dietas. And as I said, I'll be dieting with cacao. Cacao is not a traditional plant diet, but this maestro is willing to do it with me because I've been leading cacao ceremony for so long, probably 7 or 8 years now. So yeah, so if you have any more questions about that, you probably need to let me know now because I'm taking off Sunday and we have training on Saturday for the 4-month training and cacao ceremony Sunday, and then I'm out of Dodge and I will be offline. So I won't be able to be in the Facebook group answering questions or anything, but hopefully Tracy and Sandra and other people, I'd love for some of y'all that never comment maybe to step up and share and chat with each other. And I will be back online after the 27th sometime. I'm going to try to stay off Facebook as much as possible till I get to Cusco. Then when I get to Cusco, that's just fun time for Bloom. So that's the plant dieta. Whatever plant you're connecting with is fine. I thought it was awesome to read all the different plants you connected with, rosemary and aloe, and some people were connecting with San Pedro, and some people with flowers, and some people with trees. And I just thought it was so neat that there was such a diverse group of energies that you were connecting with, and yet we're all linked in together because all the plants are related. They're all connected. My grandmother, La Madre, the mother, ayahuasca, she's considered the mother of all plants. She is a vine that can get really, really, really thick like that. She don't play. So it's going to be interesting. So those are the dates. That's the information. And like I said, you're welcome to link in with the plant dieta vibration. But you won't be linking in with me because I got to stay autonomous. But don't worry about that. I'm not going to let you link in. So you do whatever feels good to you. I know how to keep my mojo clear so that none of y'all are in my personal energetic space. And on that note, I want to mention, start trusting yourselves a little bit more. A lot of people are asking, like, is this okay? Is that okay? Will this work? Will that work? Well, try it, because you really can't do it right or wrong. I feel like each of you has a sense of, is this supportive? Will this harm anybody? Because all the stuff you're asking me about isn't going to harm anybody. Nobody's asked me, can I zap that person because I don't like them? I think you'd probably know how I'd answer that. And I'd say, heck yes. No, I would not. I would not say that. I would not say that. I tease. You do not zap people. But also, you know, and it's fine to ask me about totems and all of that. I'm happy to share my experience. And I also really, the way I teach is not lineage based, in that I want you to be in personal responsibility and trust yourself. Because once you are in personal responsibility and you learn to trust your intuition and you are trusting what you receive, everything starts to level up from there. Everything starts to level up from there. So that's a lot of what we're doing. If it seems like we're doing a lot of the same stuff over and over, we are, because you're still not trusting yourselves, you know? And so that's the biggest difference, is that I trust what I get. I've been doing this a long time. I trust what I get and I go with it. And once you start to trust yourself and get that confirmation, then you'll start going with it too. And things will really open up. Like Linda was saying, she saw the portal in the sky. That's awesome. Portals are everywhere, y'all. Just rock it. Enjoy. Pay attention. Notice. You know, this is about learning to trust yourself so that it opens up even bigger and it's more expansive. And you'll have a feeling of even more confirmation and affirmation and things happening. And it's always been there. It's really just re-membering, bringing your members back. You remember yourself. Okay, you remember bringing all these members back. So that's where the soul retrieval can come into play. That's where paying attention can come into play. That's where trusting what you get comes into play. If you get an idea and think, oh, wow, that's an interesting activation idea I just got from my guides that they offered, well, I would say, yes, please, take it. You know, I would go for it. But my answer to my guides is always yes. I don't always know what they're talking about. And if you're trying to understand it here, you're going to miss a lot of stuff. When everybody who's in the Saturday training this Saturday, we're going to be talking about that because, you know, if you're trying to grok it here, you're going to just trip up. So don't just let go of trying to understand everything right now and just open up to how it feels. Does it feel good? Try it. Go for it. Really. There's no right or wrong way to do it. And the biggest piece I want you to get, because if you all will start trusting yourselves, there's some students that have been working with me a few years and they're just starting to get, oh, you know, I'm watching like the layers peel away and the depth happen. And that doesn't happen overnight. And nothing that you want to have depth in happens overnight. And if you go from thing to thing to thing or class to class to class and you're just learning all this stuff, but it's just up here, then that's where your depth will be, like up here, right? So you really want to just try something that your guides offer up without asking me and then tell us all about it later. And I'm not saying you can't ask me questions. You can always ask me questions. I also, if you've noticed, I always go, well, what did you get? I always refer the question back to you first, because I want you to start trusting yourself. And what you get will be different from what I get, because we're not the same person. You're getting what you need for your journey right now, and I'm getting what I need for my journey right now. And I'm going to tell you, 90% of the time, I don't know what I'm getting. I just know I'm getting something good. I know it's helpful. I take it, and I keep going, poco a poco. And then maybe 6 months later, there's this aha, or a year later, or I think the first time I sat with ayahuasca was 2009. I'm still getting aha moments from a ceremony from 10 years ago. If I was trying to understand all that mentally this whole time, I would have driven myself bonkers. So when you go into your journeys, especially tonight, let's switch it up a little bit. You know, if you're really, really working with ancestors all the time, maybe tell the ancestors you'll play later and try working with some animal totems or some archangels or some star beings. Or if you've never worked with ancestors, maybe see what comes up. Like, start switching it up. I do want you to have consistency with your sacred space and the guides that you work with, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you go in to do a journey. At the same time, we can get into a bit of a rut and you're just talking to the same energies all the time. So it's a balance of creating a relationship, but also being creative. And I feel like a lot of you are doing that, because you'll talk about something that came in for the first time. And I think somebody, maybe it was Shelley or somebody was talking about snake came in and all this stuff that happened and that never happened before. I love that. So you're all doing great. I'm just letting you know what I would offer up. So yeah. Anybody have any questions? Because I want a journey. Some of you had mentioned last week that the energy was a little different, and that's because I was specifically singing Icaros to bring in plant medicine, and I was focused on that. And also, I was channeling a particular maestro who has passed away. He was alive on the planet in human form, but he's passed away, and I work with him in the realms, and I don't know what y'all were experiencing, but when I say channel him, I mean, literally he comes into my body and I'll be singing like this. And then suddenly I'm going to start singing like this and my voice will get lower. And I got, and that's because he was an old ass man and his voice was low and scratchy like this. So he sang amazingly and still does, but it shifts my voice and I hear it shift. When it first started happening, I got a little self-conscious. This was years ago, and I thought, I sound terrible. Then I realized it doesn't matter how I sound, because those times are when people go, whoa, because it doesn't matter how you sound. It's the vibration. It's the intention, which is good for all of you to remember. That goes with everything. So when he comes through, he was coming through last week, and I mean, I'm in my dining room, right? I'm not in some like Maloka or whatever out in the jungle, and this, I keep saying big ass or old ass or whatever ass is the word for the evening, I guess, but this very large black jaguar, because he used to shapeshift into a jaguar in ayahuasca ceremonies and I've heard some interesting stories about that, but I mean, a jaguar like bigger than the room walked up behind me and I was like, all right. And I knew it was him, but it's still a little disconcerting when something the size of like half your house walks up behind you. But he just sat there and was just flowing it through. So you all were definitely feeling him as well. It's definitely, when I sing it, it's channeled. And so, I mean, it's me singing and it's not me singing. So I think we'll invite him in again tonight. And see how low my voice can get. And I encourage you to keep working with the plants that came to you last week and start creating personal relationship and see how they want to work with you. Full moon is on Monday, Tuesday. So that's going to be just great energy as we're leading up to the full moon, preparing for that. Keep working with that and let's see what comes up, especially if you want to create some intentions for the time of dieta. Link with your guides, your teachers in the realms, and see how they want to work. Okay? Everybody ready? Okay. I say everybody ready like I can hear you say anything back, which I can't. Is everybody ready? Okay. If you're not, I can't see you because I don't have my glasses on. So we're just going to go. Let's see what we're going to work with tonight. So let's go into a journey. Just go ahead and get comfortable. You can lie down if you want. Oh, hi, Blue. You made it. Aloha. I was just reading about Hawaii earlier before I got online. I won't go into that now. So everybody breathe into your belly. Just take a moment and relax. Don't relax to the point of going to sleep, y'all. You keep telling me you're falling asleep. If you're afraid you're going to fall asleep, you need to sit up or put your knees up so you'll wake yourself up. Nice breath into your belly. Thank you. Go ahead and find your portal door. Make your way through to your sacred space as you are ready to do so. Just really take a moment, look around your sacred space. Visualize what you see there. Don't let it be amorphous. Really visualize what's there. Are there trees, stones, water, daytime, nighttime? And just invite in your guides that you like to work with so that you have that familiarity and that support. And of course, inviting in the plant spirit or spirits that you connected with last week that you'd like to continue working with through this time of dieta and the full moon. Ayahuasca, Mariri. Ayahuasca, Mariri. Mariri. Ayahuasca, Mariri. Mariri. Ayahuasca, Mariri. Mariri. Adasina Mariri, Mariri, Adasina Mariri, Mariri, Adasina Mariri, Mariri, Adasina Mariri, Mariri. Abuela Mariri, Mariri, Mariri. Abuela Mariri, Mariri. Abuela Mariri, Mariri. Abuela Mariri. Tomaquito Mariri, Mariri, Tomaquito Mariri, Mariri. Toma aquí, toma. Toma aquí, toma. Mapacho, manini. Mapacho, manini. Mapacho, manini. Mapacho, manini. Abuela, abuela, manini, manini. Abuela, abuela, manini, manini. Abuela, abuela, manini, manini. Abuela, abuela, manini, manini. Rosita marini, marini, marini. Rosita marini, marini, marini. Rosita marini, marini, marini. Abuela marini, marini. Vintiara marini, marini, marini. Vintiara marini, marini, marini. Vintiara marini, marini, marini. Vintiara marini, marini, marini. Limpia, limpia marini, marini. Limpia, limpia, marini, marini, marini. Limpia, limpia, marini, marini, marini. Limpia, limpia, marini, marini, marini. Limpia, limpia, mapacho, mapacho, mapacho. 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 Limpia, limpia, tobaquito, tobaquito, tobaco. 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 Ayahuasca, medicina, maririri. Ayahuasca medicina, marini. Ayahuasca medicina, marini. Ayahuasca medicina, marini. Ayahuasca medicina, marini. Ayahuasca medicina, medicina, marini. Ayahuasca medicina, medicina, marini. Ayahuasca medicina, medicina, marini. Cacao, cacao, medicina. Cacao, cacao, medicina, marini. Cacao, cacao, medicina, marini. Cacao, cacao, medicina, marini. Wachuma, wachuma, medicina, marini. Grandmother, grandmother, Madasina Wadidi. Grandmother, grandmother, Madasina Wadidi. Grandmother, grandmother, Madasina Wadidi. Grandmother, grandmother, Madasina Wadidi. Pachamama, Pachamama, Madasina Wadidi. Pachamama, Pachamama, Madasina Madidi. 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 Jaguar, Jaguar, Madasina Madidi. Jaguar, Jaguar, Madasina Madidi. Jaguar, Jaguar, Madasina Madidi. Jaguar, Jaguar, Madasina Madidi. Serpiente, 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 Madidi. Serpiente, serpiente, Madasina Madidi. Serpiente, serpiente, Madasina Madidi. Serpiente, serpiente, Madasina Madidi. Life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. Breathe into your belly. Take your time coming to a place of completion with your guides for now. Finding your way back to your sacred space if you've been out in the ethers, connecting with your guides, and of course you can bring them back with you through your portal door if you would like into your physical space. And you can feel them circled up around you there in your physical space. Close your portal door behind you. That's good practice. Remember to breathe into your belly, and then you can gently open your eyes when you're ready. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. That's a medicine song. This is all a dream. So make the most of it. Have fun with it. Do what you want to do. And remember that this is a dream and that you're navigating this dream. You're learning to navigate this dream. And plant dieta and sitting with plant medicines is a way to practice navigating when you don't feel like you have any, you know, oars or anything. It's a way to practice navigating the dream. It's a way to open up to all of the other layers and experiences that are happening in our daily life that we are just not aware of. Because if you were aware of all of those all the time, you'd probably be very overwhelmed. So my experience with plant medicines and ceremony, like the psychotropic ones, the Huachuma, San Pedro, Huachuma, ayahuasca, different ceremonies like that, is that I'm much more aware of all the things happening all at the same time. But I couldn't walk around in the world like that every single day necessarily. So my intention is to bridge that awareness and that understanding with my daily life, embodied in human form, walking my human journey, so that I'm not pushing away my human experience and I'm not running extremely towards ceremony all the time, looking for answers that are right here within. Right here within. I was tapping my chest, but I don't think you could see that. So I don't go to Peru to find something that's not within me. I don't go to ceremony to find something that's not already within me. I simply do it because I like to do it. I think I told you all that before. I sat with the maestro and I said, we don't need to tap in by ingesting this. And he said, no, we don't. And I said, well, why do we do it? And he said, because it's fun. I mean, seriously, if we can start bringing that kind of energy to your experience, then you're going to open up to your intuition a lot more easy, because then it's fun. It's not like this thing that becomes so serious that you got to obsess over and it's such a big deal. Just have fun with it. Just have fun with it. So I'm having fun. It's interesting because maestro sat next to me, and another maestro that I work with in the realm sat next to me, but he did not come into me. He actually brought a grandmother energy, not grandmother meaning ayahuasca, but grandmother, who's an energy I've connected with probably for the last decade or so, and had not until the last year or so really, really delved more deeply into connecting with the energy of, you know, grandmother and all those myriad understandings. And so the first shaman I ever studied with, I said, you know, I was talking to him about a year ago and I said, I don't really have a lineage. And he said, sure you do. Grandmother is your lineage. I'm your lineage. And I was like, oh yeah. Lineage doesn't always mean human people. It can. And I do have some human people in my lineage, but lineage is also in the realms. You know, it's not just ancestors, it's also teachers in the realm. So when I say grandmother, I don't necessarily mean, I'm not talking about my grandmother in human form from this experience. I'm talking about the archetype, the divine grandmother. And she's pretty powerful mojo. But Jaguar was definitely here, but grandmother loves to bring in that snake medicine, man. She just... Ayahuasca loves to bring in that snake mojo. And I was, as I was singing that in, for those of you who were there, or those of you who've watched the recording, remember when we brought the cobra up and the cobra fanned out over our heads? That's what I was feeling some of that tonight. So I just want to invoke all of that. So thank you for being here. Please do share on the Facebook page whatever you experienced. And I will see you March 6th. I'm getting in on the 5th. And I'm jumping in with y'all the next day. So I have about 15 hours to rest, and then we're going for it. And I'm actually psyched to do it that way. I'll be coming straight from all that energy. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And stay connected with each other while I'm gone. And feel free to send good mojo or juju. It will be gratefully appreciated, as I am by myself for 9 days straight. And it's going to be interesting. It sounds like fun until you're in the middle of it. So I'll let you know. I'll let you know how it goes. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Tracy, for hosting. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Sandra, for being a backup. And Sandra, enjoy your trip to Mexico. And Aaron's in California. So we're covering all the places. But Tracy, you can unmute everybody and we'll just say goodnight.